If you ever needed proof of what an evil sight and occasion of sin the National Schismatic Reporter, also known as Fishwrap, has become, just have a look at the comm box under the shameful post by Michael Sean Winters about the reassignment of Cardinal Burke. I undershot when I used the image of a Lord of the Flies dance to describe what was about to happen once Cardinal Burke was demoted from his position as Prefect of the Signatura. Like and admire Cardinal Burke, or dislike and scorn Cardinal Burke, no one should ever treat another person in public the way they are treating Cardinal Burke and each other over there. I blame the editors of the Fishwrap in general for their hypocritical policies concerning their comm box, and Michael Sean Winters in particular for fostering such hostility and lack of charity. I am forced to conclude that that is what they want. Bishops who read this blog, I implore you to consider looking in on the comm box over there under that entry before your meeting later this week. You cannot stop what is going on over there, I'm afraid, but there is something you can do. The display of sheer viciousness in their comm box should demonstrate why there should be a formal demand from bishops far and wide that they remove the word Catholic from their title. And if you ever wondered why I don't allow an open comm box here, once upon a time I did, both the comm box at the National Schismatic Reporter regarding Cardinal Burke and that of Crux on the same matter should convince you that my policy is correct. By the way, what I saw at Crux isn't in the main as barbaric and twisted as what I saw at Fishwrap. More and more, I am using the moderation queue function here. I want to provide a space for open discussion, I really do, but I cannot allow the sort of savagery that anonymity and a lack of consequences seems to bring out from people. I am sure that were I to have an open comm box again, as other sites do, my traffic here would skyrocket far beyond what it already is, which is pretty darn high. The spiritual cost would be too great. I would be cooperating in evil. That is what Fishwrap is doing. And they invite it and provide occasions for it. We see horrific violations of charity and reason all over the internet in comm boxes of blogs and on media websites. I try to tamp that down here, though some of it filters through. Far, far less than what you see at Fishwrap, however, and for that I am grateful. Conservatives and traditionalists certainly have their wickedly vicious commentators, who, emboldened by anonymity and a lack of immediate consequences, puke their bilious dreck into public view. It is one of the greater concerns I have in my life and work here. But I have to say that what you see from liberals outstrips the bile of conservatives by orders of magnitude. Let me remind you of something. When you post something on the internet, there are consequences, both for you and for others. You may be a matter of scandal to others, weakening their faith. Direct ad hominem attacks are horrid and unfair, especially when lobbed into the arena with cowardly anonymity. You endanger your immortal soul when you do these things. I sincerely fear that many of the commentators in the comm box at the Fishwrap are in danger of going to hell. Anyone who can write some of the things you see over there has to be spiritually sick in dangerous ways. But that may be expected from a site that actively and openly promotes dissent from the Church's teachings. There is plenty of room and even a great need today for sharp rhetoric and blunt responses. But we must stick to issues and not make direct personal attacks. I am not saying that we should never have fights. We must have fights, as a matter of fact, when the stakes are high. In fighting, however, we mustn't become subhuman agents of the devil. We have to be ready in our participation in the comm boxes of the internet to take some hard knocks. If we choose to descend onto the digital sand of the arena, we are going to take some hits. That's okay. But do so after having put on the armor of God, and after having recalled the Apostle's urgent admonition in 1 Peter 3. When he tells the people to be prepared to give answers, he says first that they should sanctify Christ in their hearts, and then, after, to do so with modesty and fear, having a good conscience. Why? That, whereas they speak evil of you, they may be ashamed who falsely accuse your good conversation. Conversation, anastrophe, means a manner of life, not just how we talk. Falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. For it is better doing well, if such be the will of God, to suffer than doing ill. Let the activity in the comm boxes of those sites, if you dare to look into them, be a stimulus for some of you to examine your consciences and consider well your own participation in online comm boxes, at least my comm box. Let's all be better. I can't catch everything here that violates decorum. I have no staff. So I ask you to participate, even vigorously, but to police yourself. Think about what you are about to post. Think before posting. We can all fail in charity, but let's not make that our default position. The comm box for this entry is closed.